Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Prim Talk. We're going to be doing Season 2, Episode 2. This one's going to be more emotional. It's going to be an emotional episode, so it should be a really good one. I'm here joined by John, David, Lily, Nomar, and Jasmine. Nomar is my son. He's my 10-month-year-old, so you'll hear him. You heard him right now. Sorry. This episode is gonna be about life stories, our personal life stories, so it should be a good one. which one of you guys wants to start off? I'm gonna give the mic to John so he can start off. This is gonna be a good one, you guys.
Where do you want me to start off?
It's up to you, you know. It can be about anything, and then ease your way into it. I mean, funny stories. I'll start a funny story.
Back
when I was working at the golf course. I worked at La Quintera Golf Course, and I was in a gator. And when I was working there, it was still more like nature before I started cutting down the trees and everything. So there was a lot more animals out. And I started at 5 in the morning. And, you know, I would have my lunch box and everything, my snacks. And there was this one instance where I was sitting in my golf cart. And I get off because I was doing setup, which I was getting the moving the holes in different directions and locations. So I left my food on the cart. And there was one instance where I was eating my peanut butter and jelly crackers. So I'm sitting there and I leave them in the cart and I go to the green, and as I'm changing, I heard something in the cart, so I turn around, flash my flashlight at the cart, and there's a fucking raccoon sitting on my seat eating my fucking peanut butter jelly crackers. Like, dead ass, this little raccoon was sitting there swinging his little legs, looking, eating my crackers like they were the best fucking snack in the world. So I had a golf ball and I threw it at him. I hit him in the head. He fell. And then he got up, jumped off the golf cart, ran on his 2 feet, and took off with my crackers. I will never forget that story. Never forget that story.
Oh, it's a pretty good lunch, you know? 5-star meal?
It was dead ass 5:30 in the morning. I was so pissed because I had been waiting all week to eat those crackers.
Why the fuck are you going to crack the peanut butter and jelly crackers at 5 o'clock in the morning?
It's like when you're craving something and you finally get it.
Like at 5 o'clock in the morning?
It doesn't matter what time it is. It's like one of those things where you crave something for a long time and you finally get it.
I actually did that with the milkshake one time at 4 o'clock in the morning. So.
You get it and it's so good. And then a raccoon just snatches my shit.
Will the raccoon take your fucking milkshake at 4 o'clock in the morning?
I'd be fucking pissed. So. Oh, he probably had like a fucking. What animals do they have over there? A fucking camel took your shit.
Camel spiders.
Oh, hell no.
Dogs, cats. I mean, I don't know.
Chupacabras.
No, that's in Mexico.
They could be over there too.
From Mexico to Afghanistan, motherfucker.
Anybody else have a life story they want to share? That was mine. I started it off, so someone else want to go? Funny stories? Scary, sad.
Oh, scary.
Anything. Mm-hmm. Any type of life story. That's what this episode's about.
I remember I actually got back from Iraq at that time, and mind you, I was stationed in California. When I got home, I guess I'll give a shout out to Callie over here. Yeah. Miss Callie. when I got home, my wife at the time, she was looking so serious and trying to figure out, well, okay, first of all, I just got home. What the fuck you pissed off about? Second of all, what's wrong? Right?
Oh, God, so, God damn.
God damn, you look at that. He's going to ham on over there. I don't know. Anyways, she wouldn't tell me for at least a good 2 weeks. 2 weeks, and she finally said, I'm pregnant. I was like, what the hell? How come you didn't tell me this when I got home? Right? So mind you, I'm over here already, like, okay, so we need a crib, we need this, we need that. Do you know what we're having? No. Fuck. Okay. Right? So I'm like, fuck it. I'll just go buy a boy, a girl, here, boy this, girl that. I don't know, right? Fuck it. Later on, we find out we're having a girl. Mm-hmm. So then, I'm like, fuck. I'm having a baby girl, right? Hey, none of that now. Nuh-uh.
He's like, what?
He's like, what? No, And so, I'm over here thinking, now I need to buy a shotgun to scare these boys away, right?
Yes.
Right? And so, I'm like, okay, what shotgun do I need? What shotgun? Should I go Remington? Should I go Smith & Wesson? Right? So, at the time, my wife's like, no, no shotgun, no, none of that. And first thing she tells me, shit you not, was, and you tell your other little friends, your so-called brothers, not to be bringing any guns around the house when we have this child. I'm like, what did I haven't said nothing. So unfortunately, I had to tell him, hey, guys, no guns, wink, wink, right? So day comes eventually, and we have the day of our daughter's going to be born, right? She was a fucking turkey. She was a little butterball turkey, right? She was 12 pounds. Yeah, she gets that from me, unfortunately.
No shit.
Yeah, really? She got that from me. She was 12 pounds and, was it 3 ounces? Yeah, and the most hilarious thing that I thought happened was, well, obviously, you know, it's always important for the mother to hold the baby first, right?
Mm-hmm. The skin to skin.
Yeah, exactly. So, mind you, she was crying with her mom, crying and crying and crying, right? And I was like, and all I said was, come here, princess, right? I held her. As soon as I held her, she stopped crying. I got a smile. I looked at her. I was like, ha, you suck, not me. Right? And, right? So, that happens. Obviously, you know, I wanted them to rest, so I didn't let nobody in the room to see either one of them. Not even my guys, but somehow they ended up sneaking into the room where we're at. Like, how the hell did y'all? I was like, you know what? I already know y'all. I don't want to know how y'all got in here, right? And they're like, whispered, they're like, oh shit, y'all are asleep. Okay, my bad, right? Can we wait in here? Because I think everyone's pissed off outside of It's like, get the fuck in here, right?
Might as well, you're already in here.
Right? Yeah, right, might as well, like, you're right in here, might as well, right? So, they were just in there chilling. They're, like, super excited. Each one of them said, oh, Uncle Ray is going to buy you this, right? Uncle, like, Joe is going to buy you this, or, like, really, guys? Come on. She's not even 2 hours born yet. Y'all already like Jesus Christ. That's my job, not y'all. Right? So obviously they eventually leave. This is where it's gonna get very interesting. Later on goes by, hours go by. I legit hear the monitor just like flatline. I was like, what the fuck? Mind you, I'm dead asleep and that woke me right the fuck. I'm like, okay, what the fuck's going on? Right? And then they brought my wife back to life. For some reason, she was having complicated the whole time. She really was. They said the baby was fine. Mm-hmm. Right? And apparently, the baby died due to lung failure. So I'm like, okay. Mind you, at the time, I'm still trying to process this. I'm still in there, right? Still in there. Next day, I had to leave back to Iraq. On the plane over there, that's when it really hit me.
I bet.
Having to plan for your daughter that you only had for 11 hours, mm-hmm. right?
plan a funeral for her while you're on your way back to fucking war.
To war.
And they can't find nobody to replace you because you, you know, they, you're the only one really at that job you're at. So it's like, fuck.
No, I get you.
It's
tough.
Yeah, it. That honestly was one of the, if not one of the most traumatic thing in my life that ever happened to me. Like, that's.
I bet.
There's no man just tumbling all over the place. Like, I honestly don't wish that upon anybody. I really don't. That's one thing I do not wish upon anybody. Whether I dislike you mm-hmm. or not, whether if I ever see you again, it don't matter. That's one of the things I don't wish upon anybody, is to lose a child that young at that early. Mind you, I was 19, 20 years old. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah. So I was pretty young when I had it. Yeah.
How did you do it? How did
I cope with it?
How did you get through?
Honestly, like, you want to know the God honest truth. You guys right here.
Okay, but like, but like after everything, I mean, like, how do I explain it?
You mean,
like, after everything happened, like, how did you get through the first couple years
of losing her?
Yeah, of the trauma, really.
I
know the trauma is like something.
Yeah, it's not gonna go away. It's still there. That's actually one reason why I'm kind of afraid to have a kid again. Uh-huh. Is to, you know, lose a child. So I'm like, I kind of don't want to. But at the same time, I kind of do. But that whole trauma situation is what's holding me back from actually having, you know, another child. But I just kept it bottled up, until I guess eventually I said, I guess I need to start talking about it. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah.
Sure enough, it kind of did.
It relieves a lot of the pain, but I mean, I guess at the same time it really doesn't, because
yeah,
but it's always better to talk about it. Yeah. Which I'm glad you're on the show and you're talking about it.
I know, I'm actually surprised I'm not crying about it right now. So
I mean, you necessarily don't need to cry, because I mean, we can feel your pain. If that makes sense?
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah.
I mean, but at the same time, you're also a tough dude, so a lot of...
Oh, dude, trust me. Trust me, dude. I am not tough at all. I may act like it, but I'm not. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little bitch.
I don't know about all that.
I'm a little bitch. No, but how I did it was just, like I said, just... had it bottled up, eventually talked about it. I talked about it with you guys, and yeah. Actually meeting you all actually kind of, not kind of, I should really say, it actually definitely, you know, helped me, you know, try to move on and pass that, you know. So, and I just met y'all, and like I said, to me, y'all are like family, so.
Yeah.
What more can I say about that, you know?
And we're dumbasses.
Well, the two I'm sitting here on the floor with. Yeah.
Checks out.
Yeah. I mean, we got the two not so smart ones, and then you got the two smart ones over there. Okay, so.
Please say the names.
Oh my god, yeah.
Even though what Emilio was saying, like, you're a tough guy and stuff, like, it is okay to cry, though. You know what I mean? Because it's like, if you have those emotions, you have to let yourself process them and, like, actually let your body go through the entire emotion of loss and grievance. Because if not, it's like, it's never gonna help. It's never gonna get better. Mm-hmm. Unless you fully process it and, like, let yourself go through the entire emotions of, you know, processing a loss like that, it won't get better. Because you're always gonna, like, have it bottled up inside.
And the fear of, like, losing someone or, like, a traumatic event, it never goes away. It really never goes away. Because it's, like, with Nomar's, like, my pregnancy with Nomar was very traumatic. I, like, we almost lost him twice. And our three times, actually, because when we were in the delivery room, he got stuck. So they had to, it was two doctors trying to get him out. And when they finally pulled him out, he was completely lifeless, like, purple. And wasn't crying. So it's just, it's a fear you're always going to have. I wish you could say it would get over, you'd get over it. But, like, to this day, I still haven't gotten over it. Like,
it's actually why I'm scared for the next one. Like, I'm gonna tell you a story. It's not a very long story, but it's a short story, and it kind of deals with that. I mean, like she said, it's really something you never get over. You know, when my dad was 13, his dad died, so we never got to meet him. And he always tells me to this day, I wish you could have met him. And I asked him the other day about him, and he was like, I wish you could have met him. He's like, I barely just recently accepted the fact that my dad was gone. And mind you, my dad's 55 years old, 54 years old, 54, 55, one of those. No, he's 54 because he's not the citizen yet. He can't go get the citizen deals. That's how I know. That's how I know. Dad, if you're hearing that, it's all love. Dad, if you're hearing that, it's all love. But
it's all love, man.
But it actually, like, made me rethink about it. And like you said, it's something that's not going to be hard. I mean, it's going to be hard to get rid of. But, I mean, I know that, you know, she's always with you. You know what I mean? You always got a piece of her with you. If that makes sense, you know?
Okay.
And one day, you know, I hope you actually experience, like, having one. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
I mean, you got 11 hours of just, it's the
happiness.
And it's, like, the craziest thing in the world, holding your,
oh yeah, it is,
your baby for the first time.
It's shocking.
It is, like, I made that.
It's like, okay, I only did, like, 15 minutes, okay?
But those 15 minutes make a lifetime of a little you, and it's crazy because you can actually see them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I know. It's crazy, but, I mean, they're angels.
Yeah.
Hey! Man!
Like, it's all gone next. Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, so,
Oren.
When I was a baby, right, and I'm bringing this up because it's my favorite story that I have of my mom, right? Mom, if you listen to this, I love you. So when I was a baby, right, my mom would work 240 hour like jobs, right, and go to school, like, as a full-time student. And she would leave me with my tia Licha, who's no longer with us, right? She ran a daycare at the time. And I was like maybe a year old. No, even back then I was a chubby baby, you know what I mean? And so
Should I still let him know? What am I saying? Me too, though.
Right. So, hey, I don't know where that fact went to me.
Right. So, I'm in the car seat, right? I'm in the...
It's hidden there.
I'm in the car seat, right? I'm the rear passenger side, right? And my mom, I think, goes to McDonald's, gets a biscuit or something. And she puts it down on my feet, right? Well, she pulls up to my tia's house. And in the time span that it took her to get off the car, walk around to the back, and get me out, right? Somehow, some way, that bag ended up in my little hands. Shit, hey, I love food even back then, right? So she pulls me out, and she sees me holding the bag, and she's like, that's not for you. But my tia saw me, and she was like, oh, Mary, you brought me breakfast. You're such a kind sweetheart. Thank you so much. And, you know, as she takes me inside, my mom's like, this little kid stole my breakfast. So, Mom, I'm sorry I stole your breakfast. I love you. It only happened one time. Never happened again. I promise.
All I heard was he was sending a letter to his mama.
And he had a bag of food. And he had a bag of food.
I may or may not have stolen my mom's breakfast sometime as a kid.
You know what? As a matter of fact, you know, speaking of food, this is actually involving beer. You already know the story. But for the people listening, so... Mind you, we were stationed at Iraq, right? I was trying to figure out where this guy that I asked him to, you know, bring some reports in for me. Mm-hmm. Mind you, he was MIA for like a good 45 to like an hour and 30 minutes. Like, where the fuck is this guy? I asked for these reports like a long ass time ago, right? And I'm walking and walking, right, to where they're at. I shit you not. I see this blue plastic thing. It's that blue fucking plastic pool you can buy at Walmart or wherever, dude. Right? It's just a blue plastic pool.
All right.
At a distance, you can't really see what the hell is in there. It's like, what the hell is that, right? You're getting closer and closer. This motherfucker has ice. And I kid you not, he has like about 3 12-packs of Bud Light in that son of a bitch, too.
Bro,
like 3 12-packs, and he's just sitting in there laughing, like, look at me, I'm a retard, right? Right, and
said not a nice word, yeah.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
You get that, and then for the animal cruelty for the raccoon,
you stole my shit.
I mean,
as you were saying cruelty. As you were saying about the raccoon,
if you want to get like technical, we kind of are a little retarded,
and then. Like, as he's saying that,
not a nice
head,
word,
but
I swear I was like,
okay.
Animal rights people are gonna like,
raccoon,
oh
that you
God.
Throw a bottle or a ball, whatever.
A ball on the raccoon.
Raccoon.
Okay, I'm like, sorry. Okay. A little not all there, okay?
Stole my crackers.
He was not a little all there, okay?
Yeah, you stole
the
raccoon's home.
And so, ask them, dude, where the... You know, I don't even know where the hell and how the hell you got this here. Just give me a beer. I'm done with your dumbass. Okay, right? I'm just done. I'm done. Right? And so 45 minutes go by. And my sergeant... You can probably hear him from a mile away. Where the fuck are you motherfuckers at? Right? And everyone just like...
Fuck.
He's on his period today. right. And he comes walking, you can hear him stomp, right? normally you hear a crunching, no, you hear stomping on sand, right? So dun, 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 dun. I was like, god damn, how pissed off are you? He walks by and he's where the fuck, just give me 4 or 5, I don't care, just give me the whole goddamn thing. I don't want to deal with your dumb ass right now.
I would have done the same thing.
To this day, I still don't want to know how he got that over there, dude. Till this freaking day. It's like, oh my god. Like, how the hell do you get a pool with ice and Bud Light?
A lot of ice.
Yeah. Over there.
I know a guy.
No. Hey. I wouldn't doubt it, right? Oh, man. Right? No, Mars speaking turn. Of life, yeah.
Dead. Say dead.
How old is he anyways? He's one, right?
He's 10 months. He's 10 months. Halloween, yeah. He's 10 months, a little monster baby.
Wait, how old is he 10 if he's, his birthday's in
October? Okay, he's 11 months.
Okay.
Oh, damn, we're a whole month like, behind, buddy.
I kind of threw into you said wait, something. No, no, like, wait.
Well, no, he's 10 months because then this month it'll be 11.
Oh, 31st.
Yeah. He's 10 months. Okay. He's a Halloween baby. I was like, I know, I'm right.
So how did y'all adjust to life with Nomar?
Oh shit.
Exactly.
That set it off. Where oh we, shit.
Where did we literally, oh shit.
It doesn't come with a
manual.
With the manual. Especially you learn one. As you go. For example, Emilio dropped our son the first day we brought him home.
Okay, hold the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
3 hours of being home and I dropped his ass.
I took a nap real quick. I was like, I'm going to take a nap and...
Okay, let me pause. What the hell?
Okay, how did CPS
work? So I was holding him on my left side. And I'm on the bed, right? So I'm holding him in my arm, swaddled up in my left arm, and my left arm is like off the bed. And Jazz is like, you need to put him down. And I'm like, I'm okay. I'm wide awake. I'm watching TV. And I don't know what happened. Like 30 seconds later, he's on the floor. He's crying. He's under the crib, like. He's halfway under the crib, and I'm like, what the fuck just happened right now? So I jump out, and he landed on a bunch of towels and a bunch of pillows, so he was fine. But I picked him up. He just got scared. He really didn't get scared until I threw the crib, like, out of the way to get him. Like, he wasn't, like, completely under there, but he was, like, halfway. So I moved the crib, and that's when he started crying. But I'm not gonna lie, the first 3 months were hard. I mean, we had to adjust to waking up every hour, every 2 hours, sleeping like 30 minutes. Sometimes he didn't even sleep. Like, it took us an hour to put him to sleep. And by the time he was asleep, he woke up. It was like, those times we didn't get sleep. And we both worked 12-hour shifts. Jazz worked in the hospital, so she worked from 7 to 7, and I worked outside in the heat, in the cold, the rain. So we were both tired, like, and then having a newborn, and we both didn't know what we were doing. Well, Jazz did, but I did. she knew his cries. Huh?
You're like, let me rephrase that.
She did, but I didn't. She knew his cries. She knew what he wanted, and I really didn't. And then I gotta say the hardest part was we had him around COVID. And he was 2 months when we got COVID. And we were out for a month. And Jazz actually got it pretty bad to where, like, she had no energy. And she got it pretty bad. I didn't. I just had muckles, boogers, and cough. That's it. So... I really had to, like, I was the one really caring for him because Jasmine couldn't. She didn't have the energy. And it was hard because
the fevers. We couldn't, like, hold him because we were contagious. So yeah. I was literally with a mask holding him.
I got to say the hardest part was he wanted her so bad. I mean, it was only 2 months. So the hardest part was as she would cry and cry and... She couldn't get him. Like, I was holding him, and we know that he wanted her, and she couldn't get him, so he would cry, pretty much cry himself to sleep. And once we got over that, I mean, we're not the same. You know, our bodies aren't the same. We get tired faster and everything, but luckily, Nomar was a fighter. He is a fighter, but we got through it, and we learned... You know, patience. I mean, it's hard still sometimes because we're tired, and, you know, but as you can hear him, you have something to say, Nomar? Yeah. Yeah. That's no more. But I mean, we learned. We there was definitely no manual book for this guy. I'll tell you that. But he's awesome. He learned fast a lot of things. He's a funny little guy. But I don't even know where to. Shit, I don't even know where to.
I was gonna say, for the record, he tried to rob me, okay? He tried to take my necklace.
Oh, yeah, he does. He, I don't even.
He throws all the hands. Yeah, he throws. He wants all the smoke.
He wants all the smoke. He wants to fight everybody. He slaps me to tell me good morning.
Oh, yeah.
We throw hands every morning, me and him.
He bit his mom.
He bit my mom in the finger. That was, in the arm. It was the funniest story ever. But, It was interesting. Like, I mean, you know, no one's ever ready for a baby. I don't care what anyone says. No one's ready for a baby. Everybody's baby is different. There's no handbook to a baby. You just gotta see how the baby is.
No, Margaret, over here.
I mean, some babies are super easy. Some babies are super difficult. Some are the perfect baby, and
like we've been told 1,000 times already that Nomar's the one that's gonna be in and out of the hospital.
He's gonna be the one we're in the hospital.
Not scared of anything.
He's gonna be that one where we're in the principal's office. We're
like, suspended. Sir, we called you in today because your son decided to beat up 10 little kids.
Yes, that's gonna be he's that one.
It's gonna be more. Up Nomar, he's in the nurse's office, he broke his arm.
Yep, he's a little daredevil.
He
didn't
pick up Nomar, he broke another kid's arm.
Or that.
He said his uncle taught him how to do like that.
He said Uncle David taught him what an arm bar was.
can you please explain that?
No.
I plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
I know my rights.
Oh man, I don't know. It's been interesting to cope with him, but it's funny. That's all I can say. It's funny, like the things they do. It's like right now he's trying to steal John's necklace again. He's trying to pickpocket him again.
But
he's like, you telling people what I do, come here, man.
He's like, why are you sending me out?
I know.
Stitches, John.
It's funny.
End up in ditches.
I mean,
David's case.
Black
cement.
Yep, murder was the case.
Bottom of the ocean.
Guys,
you can't broadcast this.
Oh my god.
That's a secret.
For years, I've been. Your seems brutal. Yeah. Your seems real brutal. In his defense, he wouldn't feel anything. He'd be dead.
Question is, how would you kill him?
I do have a question for David.
Oh, no. What?
Since you're in our city, what do you think about the big city life?
This is big city life.
This is not big city.
Compared to where we're from.
But we haven't gone into the city. We've been out on the outskirts.
Okay, let me rephrase this. How is the mild city life?
How is the outskirts of San Antonio?
That's big city life.
It's like...
Hey, so believe it or not...
original.
Zasamoto right there?
Yeah.
That used to actually be downtown.
Yeah.
All that where HEB is?
Oh,
that
huh.
All that used to be downtown.
I guess you're not wrong. That still doesn't make you right.
But I'm saying like San Antonio in general.
No, it's extremely different. You know, you go from a small hometown of Elsa, right, to like where it's just one long street and everything else is built around that street or two streets. To something like this, it's kind of like much bigger, right? Kind of like it's the outskirts of San Antonio, right? There's something on every street corner. It's not a little town, and I know I'm not really getting into specifics, but it's kind of difficult to explain, you know what I mean? You go from a small town where everybody knows everybody Any story about you will be heard by everyone there. Even the kids that weren't alive when that story happened. You know what I mean? You know, you were walking down the street and there's like a little 10-year-old. Hey, did you do this 12 years ago? Who the fuck told you that?
They're like,
who the fuck are you? Yeah. Who are you? Whose son are you? Oh, yeah, I know your daddy. Yeah. All right.
Whooped his ass.
Whooped his ass. And then you get to something like this where you don't really know anybody here, right? But it's really different because we're used to a lot of that. Used to a lot of people knowing stuff about you, right? And like I said, mm-hmm. It can be good, it can be bad, just anything in the world, to coming to an area where you're completely brand new, you don't know anybody, you don't know anything.
Yes.
It was different. I mean, I like it, don't get me wrong. Right? If I had the choice, I probably wouldn't go back to small town living anytime soon, but I don't really have a choice.
You know what's funny?
Technically, you could do a fuck it moment and just not go back.
You could do what I did.
Lily did a big risk.
I did a big fuck it.
Lily did a big fuck it. 18 hours away.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. Go on.
It was a year before my accident, and then it was almost a year after my accident, and my lease was coming up to an end, and I was just so focused with work and everything, and I was literally work was like my entire life. And I knew I didn't want to live there anymore because that's where I had my accident. It was like a month before my lease ended, and then I was just like, I want to move to next. And my friend Rose, we had been talking, and she moved out here like 4 or 5 years ago, and she was like, you should just come to San Antonio. And I was like, really? And she just goes, yeah. And I was like, okay. And then this was like on a Tuesday. I think Tuesday the idea came into my head. Wednesday I didn't go to work Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday I went to work, had a meeting. After my meeting, I got on the phone with her again. She was like, no, really, you should just come to San Antonio. And I was like, okay. Within less than 24 hours of that, the next day, Thursday, I went into the office. And I talked to the CEO, and I was like, hey, I need to tell you something. And we went into the conference room, and I let him know that I was basically giving him my resignation and that they had about a month to find someone else. And, yeah, then after that, I just packed my stuff slowly, had a bunch of different, like, goodbye dinners and brunches with friends. Yeah, and then I left. So that was my big fuck it moment. So if I can do that, you can do like a 3-hour drive fuck it moment.
She's completely right. I don't know. Yeah, you know what? I don't know why I haven't done it yet. That's a very good point.
I mean, it's like I told you. I mean, you're a 3-hour away. You know, if you get homesick, just get in the car and go.
Right.
I mean, one thing is, like you said, you miss 100% of shots you don't take.
I said that? What did I say that?
I said that.
Ah.
I mean, yeah, it's, you know, you grow up in a town where that's all you know. Like, the people, you're comfortable. So, a lot of times it's hard. It's not easy just to just fuck it and go. But
mm-hmm.
One thing I can say is me being from the same hometown, coming over here, I've had endless amount of opportunities, bigger opportunities, you know, and that's one thing I know that you will have. You know, you got a degree in what, accounting?
Accounting, yeah.
I mean,
go be an income tax person.
There's shitload of jobs you can find over here. Yeah. There's a lot of opportunities, is what I'm saying. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's all up to you. You know, you got fam over here. You know, you're not gonna be alone. You come up here, but yeah, man. I mean,
you got no bills, you got no kids.
You got no kids. That's one thing for sure. Because once you have kids, it's not bad, but it's just saying you put your life on hold for your kids. So that's one thing. It's not bad. It's just.
Never mind. I don't really want to know.
Huh? It's not bad. It's just. It's a huge opportunity if you move to the big city. Is what I'm saying. You know. But you'll see. You'll be up here soon. We're all stoked to have you up here, man.
Have more boys' nights for sure.
Have definitely more boys' nights, more gun range nights. You know, it's just...
Why do you have Lily's glasses?
There's a lot, man. There's a lot. We're all excited to have you up here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, so my question is, Jasmine and you.
Yes.
How did y'all two meet?
Oh, okay.
I want to hear this. Oh, I want to hear this.
Oh, God.
The real story or the...
You want the real story or you want the edited story. Version?
The official story or the real one?
Okay, so...
Okay, let me make this easier. I want to hear both.
Okay, you want me to do it? Okay, I'll do it.
First,
okay.
I think I want to hear the official story first, not the real one.
It's the official.
Okay, so our official story is...
We met on a dating app.
That's the real one.
That's the real one.
So
what do
we're
you
saying?
Tell people? Our parents' story.
Okay, so... our parents' story is we met at the Well.
Which is a bar.
David's been to the Well. It was the spot
a
couple years ago in 2018,
2019. Lisa and Luli went one day and someone got shot.
What?
I don't want to go back ever.
All
right. Ooh, it was the spot. It was the spot when we met. And we met there. I was talking all this shit that we were going to dance and everything. And you know me, I didn't. I was standing there the whole time with my drink in my hand. And I was going to get jumped the first time I met her. Damn. Yeah. So, yeah, we had a mutual friend. He was going to jump me. Another guy was actually going to jump me. I was like, wait, okay.
Well, I don't think these are your friends.
Jump. You were going, they were just mad dogging you.
Okay, so one of the guys, well, we were friends a couple of years back, but one of this guy, I don't know who he was. He came up to us and he was telling Jazz, hey, are you okay? And I was like, what the fuck? Well, anyways, that happened, and I was shy the whole time. We really didn't dance, but it was funny at the Well. And after that, I mean, we continued to...
It's like a mixture.
We continued to talk and hang out, and it just went from there. She kidnapped me one time, took me to... It was a badass spot. Not like literally put a bag around my head, not like that, but... we went out and we went to, it was like a hidden spot. It was fucking amazing. We went to, the Japanese garden, and back there you could see, I'm talking like all of San Antonio at night. It was a sight that I'll never forget. It was badass. It was definitely one like memory I won't forget. And it just took off from there. To now we have a little monster baby.
Okay, can we hear the real story now?
Yeah.
It is the real story.
You mixed the official story in with the okay, real story. Here, I told I'll her, I was like, the parent story sounds
what?
Very
no.
elaborate.
Tell him.
What?
Tell him.
Oh.
Tell me.
You said you were going to take charge of this
wrong.
Whole situation, didn't you?
I was saying it wrong.
The official story was, to our parents, was that we met at the Well.
Uh-huh.
And
so...
We kept talking after.
Uh-huh.
The
real story
is we met on a dating app, and he had said that he would go to a bar and we would dance. And I was all excited because I hadn't danced in a while, so that was a freaking lie.
I didn't dance.
He just stood there, like right beside me. He just stood there like right beside me with the beer in his hand. And it was awkward because the bar we had gone to just so happened to be a bar where apparently a lot of college people went. And there was two of my friends there, our like old friends, which one happened to be a mutual friend.
And Emilio tried to introduce me to him, and I ran away.
He's like, no.
Literally, I was like, where's
like, bye, Felicia.
And then...
And I was like,
like, you see a cloud of her...
like the cartoons.
Yeah, it's like...
I was like, hey, this is... I don't know where she went.
So then once the club closed, we all left, and me and my best friend got hit on at when we were getting into our car, asking if they could take us out to eat that night.
Was one of them Emilio?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay. So we were dead ass walking out to the parking lot, and we went our separate ways. They went to their car, we went to our car, and these dudes pull up. Hey, my friend wants your number. So they start getting hit on. I'm like 50 feet away, and I hear it. I'm like, damn, already? Like, shit, we were just with them already getting hit on. So it was funny, and they just heard me laughing. Me and my friend were just laughing. Then we all started laughing, and it just took off from there. We started hanging out more and went on more dates. Ended up moving in together and everything to where we are now. We have a kid and little monster baby, and it's going good. It's going really good.
Yeah.
Oh, so you need to get that correct.
Not one baby. Currently, right now, it is one baby.
Yes, currently, right now, it is one baby. But,
Decides to
yeah. We plan to have another one. But we'll see where it goes from there. As of now, we have one baby. We have
a
little tiger cat.
Okay.
Where's Evie?
Yeah.
I don't know where Evie's at. Evie's in the restroom. We had to put her up because she was just doing drive-bys to everybody, stealing everyone's food. And then we have our dog Odin, who's I don't know what he's doing. Oh, he's getting comfortable. He's going to sleep. But yeah, that's really how we met. It was funny. We've had some funny times. But what is he doing? I don't know. That's our messing with wires. He's going through your bag.
How did Lily and David meet?
Oh my god.
Okay, no. We're gonna keep this here. How did you?
First off, we weren't even talking. We were talking about you guys.
why you gotta bring Smile on this way?
Hey, I put them on the spot, so I'm gonna put you on the spot too.
Technically, she said your name first, so.
We're gonna go alphabetically.
Yeah. Alphabetically.
It's ladies first.
But wait, by last name or by?
By first name.
Well, ladies first, so.
That's okay. You can go.
It's alphabetically, David.
Yeah,
Lily's name is not David.
It'd be weird if you were dating somebody named David.
It'd be extremely
David
weird.
And David.
Then he'd just go by Matt or what is it?
They're gonna play D&D, all right?
You're terrible.
He got your ass.
He really did. All right, so I guess the simplest way to tell this story is Jasmine asks me one day, hey, or she tells me, hey, you know, I have a friend. She thinks you have a nice smile.
Okay, well.
Okay.
The reason that whole thing started was because Jazz knows my dating history and how I had come into work one day and I was like, I'm fucking done. I think that's what I actually said. I was like, I'm fucking done. This last guy was like really crazy. Well, you know the story. We won't mention any names, but it was like he's a fucking crazy.
It was more of like it's like a catfish, but a deep catfish, because nothing matched.
Oh no, that was until after that we found out. Yeah. Anyway, so it was like the name matched, but it wasn't like the first name. It was like the middle name.
Oh yeah.
And then it's like the places where he lived didn't match, The age didn't match at first until I basically made him tell me.
It was a...
So anyway, I went into work and she's you know other stories too from other ones.
She basically said she had shitty taste to men.
I was like, I'm done.
What does that say about me then?
I was like, I'm done. I was like, apparently I have like this sign that says like crazy's welcome. You know, and then so I was like, I'm done. I was like, unless you guys know anyone that is a decent human being. I was like, I'm done. Because I'm not going to decide for myself. I'm no longer making my own choices. Like, someone needs to pick for me. And then we asked someone else in the office. They're like, no, we don't know anyone. And then I was like, Jasmine, do you know anyone? She goes, no. And I was like, all right, then I guess that's it. And then she goes, oh, wait. She's like, Emilio has a friend. And I was like, go on.
Proceed.
Is he a breathing, living human being who's not shitty? And yeah, and then that was kind of it. And then she showed me a picture, and I was like, oh, I like his smile. And then she was like, okay, I'm going to text him. So then she started texting you.
Uh-huh.
And then to my surprise, she goes, oh yeah, I showed him a picture of you. And I was like, what picture? Like, where did you get this picture? She goes, oh, the one from like the pool party. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then she showed it to me and I was like, oh cool, you mean the one where I wasn't wearing any makeup or like was like
after getting out of the pool? In full context, she looked beautiful in that photo, so I don't know what she's talking about.
Oh, thank you. And then, well, Jazz actually said, well, it's good that he'll know what you look like in the makeup from the beginning. And I was like,
I'm only saying this because Emilio said I catfished him before, like, before he showed up to the date.
Well, she didn't tell her in the picture.
Motherfucker, what?
Keep in mind, I wasn't, like, 8 inch heels.
But, okay, so funny that you said that, because then when Matt and I started talking, something happened about, like, a picture, and I was like, here, I was like, I'll send you a picture of me ready and not ready. I was like, so you don't think I'm catfishing you? So, like, I even said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, a lot of women do look different with makeup on.
And filters.
And filters.
And Photoshop. And lighting.
Lighting.
It's just the gift of phones.
Technology.
Where sometimes we don't even have to put makeup on and we can just...
I know the filter does it for you.
Fix it on our own.
See, this is why the first date you take him to a swimming pool. See you.
No. Let him can't swim.
It's 3 feet. Just get down and come back up.
Although I will say this, I am extremely grateful that this happened the way it did. Best decision anyone's ever made for me.
I'm kidding.
No.
And this is where it ended. however many people
want to
listen to.
Okay. In all honesty, best decision I've ever made.
First of all, I didn't make no decision.
I just said I've ever made, okay? Yeah. I've ever made.
I just suggested. That's what Jasmine is saying.
I stirred the pot. You kept cooking.
And I would not take the decision back. It's a great decision.
Okay, but your side of the story continue. I started it.
That's it? We're here.
I started it, because then... You started saying, like, how Jasmine started talking to you about me, but I just gave them the prequel to that.
Oh, you want to continue to the embarrassing part.
What was
the embarrassing
part? Oh, you mean, like, when Emilio called me an airhead?
Oh, my God.
And so then, just to fuck with him, that Jasmine's birthday party, I was like, I can never talk to Matt again. Like, you embarrassed me. And so now when he shows up...
That you were showing up.
Huh?
And then he called me that he was at the gate.
Yeah.
Like 2 minutes later, like, hey.
Yeah, and I was like, when he gets here, you're going to have to tell him why I can't talk to him. Like, even though I was like, Jasmine was doing such a good job, and now I can never talk to him again.
Yeah.
But go on.
So then it just so happens that that Friday we were planning a party for Jasmine, right? And so I take some time off work and I'm making the drive to make it to the party. And
wait, time out. Was it a week after?
It was, I think, a week after we started talking. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a week after?
Yeah. And so I'm as nervous as can be, right? So I get there, and apparently I happen to walk by her completely without even knowing she was there.
Oh, yeah. He, like, walked right past me. I literally was like, okay, I'm just fucking chopped liver now.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. So, Emilio, right? So, Emilio, I walk in, and Emilio's like, hey, just follow me over here. I was like, okay. So, I just follow her over there.
And I was like, nah, let's go.
And that's exactly what happened.
That was me. For the record, that was me. And you were working.
And as the night went on, I was, like, way too shy to go talk to her.
No, not even as the night went on. When we were setting up for her party, he didn't say a word to me.
He was nervous.
He literally was, like, on the other side of, like, the hall.
We get nervous, too.
And then
give him a break.
So you were nervous.
Extremely nervous.
You were just standing there. John, I think, was the only one trying to figure out that flower thing.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm washing the stuff
for the centerpieces, and, like, I'm drawing them, and, like, I'm putting the stuff together. And then I'm like, I got annoyed that I was the only one doing something. So I was like, why is it that there's four people here and there's only one person doing something? And then it was until they left. I don't know where they went. Oh, they went to go get the balloons and stuff. Mm-hmm. That he finally was like, how's it going?
Right. Well, you know what? Through all these shyness, I did manage to ask her on a date.
Yeah, but what did you tell me that night? Because you weren't talking to me towards the end. What did you say? When I went to go get, like, chips.
Oh my god. So I walked over and I was like, hey, like, I apologize. I haven't really been talking to you, you know, but,
as he continues to talk, his voice is going higher and higher.
Yeah, that's actually what happened. Yeah. And so I said, hey, look, I'm leaving back home Sunday. Would you like to go on a date before I leave? And she said yes. And now we are where we are.
You're missing the whole conversation because I remember I was, like, getting the chips and I was so into the food. And then you walk by and you're like, hey, I'm sorry, I haven't talked to you. And I was like, it's cool. And he's like, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm with the boys. And I was like, you don't have to explain yourself.
I forgot I said that. Yeah, it did. Yeah.
And he's like, it's just, you know, I'm with the boys. And I was like, that's fine.
I think that's credit to the beer. A little bit of whiskey, but I think that's credit to the beer.
Y'all were taking shots left and right.
She had just gotten there. We were taking pictures, and all of a sudden, I see it. Everyone's like pouring into a little cup, and then we walk back, and the bottle's just empty. And I was like, okay, cool.
There was, like, I kid you not, like, about that much between six people.
It was five.
And, like,
only four actually finished.
I think I was the first one.
Yeah. You and I were the first ones, and I think him and Danny. Yeah. So that's the story of how this came.
Hey, guys. If you liked that episode and you had a lot of fun with it, stay tuned because we're going to be having a lot more episodes, a lot more different topics, and all of that. If you liked it, you can favorite on the Anchor app. I am also on Spotify. You can just look up Prim Talk and subscribe, and all my episodes will be there. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Thanks, guys.
Game over.